This is a dictation for Jamie Lyons, J-A-M-I-E-L-Y-O-N-S. Jamie Robin is the middle name, R-O-B-I-N-L-Y-O-N-S. Date of birth is 11-20-1998. Date of accident is 10-4-2024. And date of service is 10-24-2024. The patient is here, Jamie Lyons, reporting that due to a car accident, she is suffering from pain in the neck, mid back, and lower back to the tune of 9 in the neck and upper back, and lower back is 5. Pain in the left shoulder is also at 9. She reports a pain in both the knees. Left knee is 8, right knee is 4. Pain in the left thigh is also 8. The details of the accidents are as follows. The patient reports that on October 4 at 9 o'clock in the morning, patient was a driver and was traveling with her boyfriend in Nissan Altima. She was hit with a Mustang at 50 miles an hour. She reported that the light had just green and they were hit from behind. Car was totaled and police arrived at the scene. It was not a hit and run accident. Ambulance came to the scene. Airbags were deployed and patient was wearing seat belts. The accident location was in Detroit. But the patient doesn't have the information about the accident site, and detail of accident has not been provided yet. And she reports of hitting her head into the airbag and the shoulder. The left shoulder to the door and neck whiplash. She banged her knees into the dashboard. She went to the receiving hospital for ER care. Rest of the details I will provide later. Mr. President, this patient is reporting of headaches, which is 5 to 6 on a scale of 1 to 10, occupying the front and the back of the head. Here, reports of pain in both the shoulders. Left shoulder is 9, right shoulder is 8. And she can lift up to 100 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. And there is a pain in the neck, which is 9. Lower back pain is 8. Pain in the middle back is 8. And there is some shooting pain in the left groin area, which is 8, non-stop. Pain in the left knee is reported to be 8, and right knee is 4. He also has a numbness and tingling of the big toe on the left foot. He has had X-ray CT scan at the hospital and was discharged. Since then, she has not seen any physician or any medical health care. He reports of these pains to be present. Sorry, regarding the headaches, patient is also reporting that these headaches are 5 to 6 on a scale of 1 to 10, occupying front and back. They're severe, they're constant, and they're sensitive to light, sensitive to the noise. No associated nausea, vomiting, seizure, or aura. Patient reports of head dizziness and nightmares, but denies any vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear. No history of any loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. No history of any seizures, loss of memory. No history of any confusion, disorientation, forgetfulness, lack of focus, lack of concentration. No history of any nausea, vomiting. No history of any blurred vision, spots in the vision. No taste problem or smell problem. And the patient didn't have any taste problem or smell problem or TMJ problem. He has some anxiety and sleep disturbance and denies any sedative anesthesia or incontinence of the urine bowel. No difficulty walking. There's no weakness, lightheadedness, numbness, tingling, or any lethargy. Please review the records for the type pain related issues, which is the pain is continuous, the description of the pain, severity, they're all in the record. Numbness and tingling is the right of the left hip is reported, as well as the left thigh. No muscle weakness is reported. The pains are worsened by standing and bending and improved by nothing. ADLs are affected 8. Overall pain is 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. Please review the records for system preview, surgical history, medications, family histories, relationship status, employment status, legal history, as well as the ADLs. Physical examination, blood pressure is 135 or 102, pulse is 67. Pulse ox is 100. Height is 5'6", weight is 175. The patient is alert, oriented, cooperative, conscious, sitting comfortably, and legs nourished. Hydration is good. Does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Doesn't appear to be anxious, lethargic. Good attitude, demeanor. Patient is able to walk with a pain in the knees, and walk is antalgic and slight limping. Rest of the history comes from the rest of the physical examination from the template, including neurological and musculature examination. In the musculature examination, it's found that patient has a quadratus lumborum spasm of both sides, severe, and paravertebral muscle spasm from L1 to L5. In the musculoskeletal examination, inspection palpation is from the template, spine tenderness and bilateral SI joints are tender. None of the spine is tender. Paravertebral muscle spasm is noticed from L1 to L5 bilaterally with tenderness and 1 plus hypertonicity. No trigger points are noticed. and also quadratus lumborum muscle spasm is also present bilaterally, moderately severe, 2+. Range of motion of the cervical spine is 45. Forward flexion is 45. Extension is 50. Bilateral side flexion 40. Bilateral rotation is 70. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50. Extension is 15. Bilateral side flexion is 15. And the bilateral rotation is 15. Maneuvers to identify to reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, cervical sign is positive. Hoffman sign is negative. Lerman test is positive. Dissection test is positive. Protohol test is negative. Thoracic spine, Bruce test is negative. Slump test is negative. Lumbar spine, Bridges cutting test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive. 35 degrees bilaterally. With contralateral leg raise test is positive. CAM test is positive. Regular test is negative. Balance key sign is negative. SI joint, bilateral SI joints are tender. And there is a standing flexion test which is positive. And iliac compression test is positive. The distraction test is positive. Fibro test is positive bilaterally. Gonsalon test is positive bilaterally. Extremities examination. Except for both the shoulders and both the knees, rest of the exam is completely normal for all the other extremities. And rest of these joints, which include both elbows, both hands, wrist, both hips, and both ankle and foot, are normal with no tenderness, normal range of motions, no laceration, contusion, no muscle spasm, varicose veins. Good test is negative, no leg length disturbance is noticed, and gait is normal, and patient is not using any cane or adaptive device. Diagnosis. General V89.2X60, S099.90XA, CNS R51, R42, anxiety, F41.1. Nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0, and shoulder right M25.511, M25.512 for the left shoulder, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. Lower extremities M25.551 for the right hip, right knee M25.56. Left knee, M25.562. Cervical spine, pain in the right foot is M79.671. Cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, S13.4XXA. Thoracic spine, M54.09, 54.65, 1.24, S23.3XXA. LS spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, S33.5XXA. SI spine, S33.5XXA, M46.1. Plan of care is from the clubfoot. Treatment plan is as follows. The patient is provided for an order for physical therapy to continue. For the neck and the lower back, both shoulders, both knees, with the paravertebral muscle spasm, quadratus lumborus spasm, and bilateral SI joint. 3 times a week with traction and massage. Patient is deemed disabled for work, housework, replacement, and transportation. Patient is provided the following medications. Lidocaine gel 5%, 200 gram. Voltaren gel 3% for topical pain relief, both of them. Naproxen 500 twice a day for 60 tablets for pain relief. Flexeril 10 milligrams twice a day for muscle relaxation. Narco 7.5, 325 every 12 hours, 7 days, 14 tablets are provided. Maps and labs have been reviewed. Patient is provided with a prescription for neck brace and a back brace. Non-pharmacological modality, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Refer to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of available MRI, other imaging records, and past medical records have been requested released from DMC. International pain procedures, no procedures are being recommended. Surgical options, none. And neuropsychiatry evaluation, none. Attended care and caseworker, none. Investigation, no investigation has been ordered today. DMEs has already been ordered. Neck brace, back brace. Education is yes. And follow visit in 30 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.